His check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. A story by Ruth Epstein in the Republican American, the revelation that the Canaan Union Station is for sale, has raised some concerns with the State Department of Transportation. But the owners, members of the Connecticut Railroad Historical Association, said they believe the building will be allowed to be sold. They say an arrangement can be worked out to best suit the needs of all involved. Maria Horn has gotten involved in this, our representative in Hartford. In her talks with DOT representatives, Horn learned that either the CRHA or the town needs to tell them of the plans. In a note to Perotti, Horn stated the main concern, in which she agrees with, is that a private party should not be able to monetize a federal transportation grant that was given with public purpose, certainly not before the 15-year time period elapses. Beyond that, Horn believes there are several pathways available to keep the building as the linchpin it is, while allowing ownership to be transferred. Meanwhile, Wendy Miller, Education Program Manager at Sharon Audubon, is this year's recipient of the Connecticut Outdoor and Environmental Education Association Educator of the Year Award. The recognition is given to environmental professionals or classroom teachers who create and implement successful environmental education programs, promoting individual and social environmental responsibility, inspiring others to take action through individual or group projects. In Craryville, three Columbia County fire departments fought a fire in a wooded area on Craryville Monday. The fire was first reported at about 12:26 in the afternoon. Thick black smoke was coming from a wooded area just west of the Martindale Extra Mart. First firefighters to arrive on the scene reported a large fire burning under a structure on property well off Route 23 and requested mutual aid from neighboring fire companies. Firefighters ran a long hose along a private road. Water was pumped from the trucks that remained on the road. After the fire was reported to be out, firefighters checked to make sure there were no hot spots that might ignite again. Fire departments that assisted Craryville were Hillsdale and Copaig. Also assisting at the scene, Community Rescue Squad, Columbia County Sheriff's Office, and the Columbia County Fire Coordinator's Office. All fire departments were back in service by 3 p.m. Two South County school districts have a total of three COVID-19 cases between them and are working to contact anybody who might have been exposed. A single positive test result within the Southern Berkshire Regional School District sent contract tracing in motion, and anybody who might have been exposed and already had been notified, according to an email from the superintendent. And at the Berkshire Hills Regional School District, the superintendent also reported to families that there are two positive student cases, one in 7th grade, another in 11th. So far, five students and three employees have been identified as possibly being exposed at the W.E.B. Du Bois Regional Middle School. All Monument Mountain Regional High School, 25 students and 4 staff members have been notified. All have been sent home for quarantine and must be tested before returning to school. The Department of Public Health announced on Monday that Connecticut has identified dozens of cases of the New York COVID strain in Connecticut. Officials confirmed that 45 cases of the variant were confirmed by Yale New Haven Hospital. Some events going on in our region today. The ABC Committee Region for Region 1 is meeting tonight at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast Planning Board has a meeting tonight via Zoom at 7:30. In Sheffield, there's a virtual meeting, that of the Planning Board, tonight at 7 p.m. Now, coming up tomorrow, COVID-19 testing, drive-through testing, 1 to 4 at the North Canaan Town Hall, 100 P Street, no appointment. Anybody can be tested. Forms can be completed beforehand at northcanaan.org. No insurance or ID is required. By the way, you'll have your results within 3 to 5 days. Also coming up on the 25th, the Energy Environment Commission meets in Sharon at 5:30. Southern Berkshire Regional School District School Committee meeting on Thursday at 6 p.m. Great Barrington Planning Board has set a hearing for cannabis and other zoning changes. That'll be for the board at a public hearing via Zoom at 6 p.m. tomorrow before they go to voters at the annual town meeting in June. Coming up tomorrow in Falls Village, the Planning and Zoning has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. In Sheffield tomorrow, a virtual meeting for the Housing Commission at 7 p.m. Bushnell Sage Library in Sheffield presenting an animated online chess class featuring Glenn Davidson. That'll happen on Thursday at 7 p.m. Pre-registration is required by accessing the link via their website at bushnellsagelibrary.com. Southern Berkshire Regional School District School Committee Negotiation Subcommittee is having a meeting on Friday at 2:30 via Zoom. The Super Supper returns Friday in our region at the Congregational Church, Library Street in Salisbury, 3:30 to 5:30. A takeaway soup supper. Supplies are limited. Order ahead of time by calling 860-435-4644 or email salisburycc21@gmail.com. When you order, give your name, phone number, and number of servings. Falls Village Recreation Commission annual Easter egg hunt will happen at 10 o'clock on the 27th at the Lee H. Kellogg School Athletic Field. Scoville Memorial Library is planning Grizzly Times, Grizzly Stories, Reflections on Natural History and Advocacy, March 27th at 4 p.m. at the library. More information, scovillelibrary.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day at 32,423.15, the NASDAQ at 13,227.70, and the S&P 500 at 39,10.52. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.